All right, that right there is Joey Ramone with the song What a Wonderful World. And you can find that on his record, Don't Worry About Me. Well, Joey. All right, hope you're peaceful wherever you are. Hope things are cool. Anyways, it is 6:33, and my name is Anita B., and this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I am here with you all until 8, and this is my last show for the next couple of months because I'm going to be out of town, so I'm kind of stoked. I leave in 2 days. I'm, like, super stoked. I'm not kind of stoked. I'm really, really excited. And there you go. I don't know what to say except that I'm going to play some Detroit bands tonight because I'm heading off to the Motor City. The Motor Cities, plural. I'm from Windsor, which is a Motor City. And across the river is the other big one, Detroit. So I'm going to hang out there. And it should be good. So let's see. What do I have for us from Detroit tonight? Normally I play Canadian music, but I've been, going beyond the limits of Canada as of late. And so the bands I have for us that would be from Detroit would be the Gorgor Girls. I've got the Sights. I have those guys lined up. I've got the Dirt Bombs. Those are, let's see. Yeah, those are the main bands I have. And then it looks like I'm going to play, of course, some Canadian bands as well. But first, I want to tell you that I was having a lovely text conversation with a friend of mine, Cece. Good old Cece. She lives in Toronto now. She's originally from Toronto. Moved out here for a good chunk of her life. Played in bands. Did the whole thing. And only last year did she move back to her hometown of Toronto. And we're talking about potentially maybe hooking up. Seeing each other either in Toronto or Detroit or wherever. And so she has given me some recommendations. So she would like to hear some songs tonight on my show. So what does she have for us? So the first band, I'm going to play, I think, maybe most of these bands. One band is called the Death Valley Girls. These guys are from LA and they have us. What are they? They've got a record here. It's called Electric High. So it's actually a 7-inch. I lied. So I'm going to play this song, the title track from that 7-inch, Electric High, here first. And then for Cece, what else do I have for her? A band called Lost Balloons. I don't know about them, but you know what? It's always good. I've been in a vacuum lately. It's always good to ask people like what bands they like. What do they want to hear? Because it's like it's hard to reach out and find new music. I mean, back in the day, I used to do that, and I was really, really good because there were magazines, and I used to make an effort, and I'd go down to the record store, and I'd buy all my magazines, and I would, like, flip through them all and just learn about all these new bands. And you know what's happened? The internet. It's made me lazy. It's made all of us lazy. And the fact that we can just do that without having to pay for a magazine or do, like, any work, and literally any footwork, you don't have to go to a store anymore, makes us just kind of, meh, you know. We're just kind of blah, you know. So point of my story is, so if you know any good bands, any of my friends, anybody listening, I used to always have people call in any requests. Haven't done that in a while because I would get some weirdos. So I've sort of stopped doing that. So here's the first, the Death Valley Girls. Here's a song, Electric High. The station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. And here's the song. We'll be right back.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosions.
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
They were singing about
All right, from the record, let's take a look here. Dirty Water from 1966. That is the Standells with the song Rary. Yes, like those guys a lot. They're so garage rock, so 60s. I believe they're out of LA. I think I should know that. Yeah, they're awesome, the Standells. All right, before that, we heard the Flintettes, of course. Now, the Flintettes features a couple of my friends. You've got Cece, my good friend Cece Rose, on drums, who now lives in Toronto, who I mentioned earlier. And yeah, so there are three piece, two girls, and Mike Flintoff. That's why they're called the Flintettes, is the lead singer. And we heard the song "It Could Have Been Love" off their 7-inch "Open Your Eyes." And we started that set off with the Death Valley Girls, with the title track from their Electric High 7-inch. My name is Anita B, and the time is 6:48. And I'm coming at you from CITR, which is on the campus of UBC. And it's sunny out here, folks. We're in the solstice season, as I like to call it. So the nights are very short and the days are very long. June 28th. Yes, let's enjoy this, people, because, as you all know, Vancouver can get quite dark in the winter season. Dark and rainy, so I'm enjoying this. All right, so what do we have next? Some first base. So my show, as I mentioned earlier, is Canadian music, but it's my last show for a couple months, and I'm starting to drift away from Canada a bit, figuratively speaking, and literally, I guess. I don't know. But it's still Canadian, so I'm going to play some good Canadian for us right now. This is a band called First Base. They're out of Toronto, and they're really, really awesome. If you like, you know, punk pop, they're very good quality, you know, pop punk and First Base. Yeah. So this is off, I believe, their very first release. Look at that. And it's Hosehead Records 001. So Hosehead Records is the label responsible for putting out bands such as, you know, First Base, Nervous Talk, God knows what other bands, Fashionism. You've got Brat Kings, etc. The label itself, Hosehead, is run by Patrick out of Vancouver, who is originally from Toronto. So him and his buddy would started the label in Toronto, and then he moved out here, Patrick. So they're still running the label, I guess, bi-coastally, if you want to call it. Great Lakes Coast, whatever you... Anyways... And so these guys, I believe his partner, the other Hosehead, if you will, is actually in the band First Base. These guys are so good. So we're going to hear something that looks like off their very first release for not just Hosehead Records, but obviously the band First Base. And it's called Can't Stop. So here you go. I just can't stop here at CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Yeah. for the very best in bluegrass music, plus classic country, Cajun, rockabilly, western swing, and whatever jumps off the shelves at us. Tune in every Tuesday morning at 6:30 for Pacific Pickin' with your host, Arthur Berman.
And I'm Andrea.
The lovely Andrea, who will also provide you with our concert calendar and every bit of news and information you can possibly need. And as if that wasn't enough, there's a warm-up show at 6 featuring a little bit of a wider variety of roots and branches of bluegrass music. So tune in each morning, 6 for the warm-up show, 6:30 for the main show, Pacific Pickin' on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
All right, that right there was the Gorgor Girls out of Detroit, actually. I've been talking about Detroit. I'm going to Detroit. That song is called it's called Little Baby from the record Get the Gore, which was released 10 years ago. So that band has been active since 1997. I can't believe that. It's a long time. Before that, we heard something from the LA band, the Bomboras, and I really used to love those guys. I had that record, which is called Head Shrinkin' Fun. We heard the song Mile Zero. Now, are the Bomboras still around is the big question. They were formed back in the 90s. Of course, they're a huge surf rock band, surf punk, if you will. They love The Ventures, who doesn't, The Sonics, etc. Now, I don't know if they are still around. Well, it says that they've played a reunion show, maybe last decade, but that's about it. Now, one of the guys I know is in the band The Satisfaction, out of LA, of course, as well. But that was the Bomboras. All right, now before that, we heard something from the Toronto band First Base from 2011. The song was Can't Stop from the record Party, 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 put out on Hosehead Records. The time is 7, and my name is Anita B., and this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. So let's see what's in store for us weather-wise. Let's take a look here, weather Vancouver. It's currently, look at that, 21 degrees here. It's sunny, which is quite nice. We like that because we don't get a lot of it, so... Actually, it looks like it's down to 20. So that's like 68 Fahrenheit. The overnight low is going to be 13. And then we head on into tomorrow with a high of 23. It's quite pleasant. Mostly sunny. That's Thursday already. And then the weekend. Oh, Friday looks quite lovely. It's a high of 23 and sunny. And then we hit Saturday and Sunday with highs of 22. And it looks like a little bit of clouds, but mostly sunny. So it's 22 there, folks, is like 70 degrees Fahrenheit, which is a little on the chilly side. I was actually just in Texas last weekend where it was 99. And I actually really enjoyed it because it's been a long time since I felt like true heat. And it was sunny and it was we got out of the airport, me and the kids. We were there for a wedding and we were only there for 2 nights. So it was quite whirlwind. But we get out and it was like, whoa, you can barely breathe. But... I mean, you know, coming from sort of temperatures in like the upper 60s and low 70s, it's kind of nice. And it's funny, you go swimming in 100 degree weather and you get out of the pool and you're dry in about 4 minutes. Like, it's pretty crazy. So it was a really nice weekend. And there you go. All right. So let's listen to some more music. What do you say? I think that's what we should do. So I've got the Uptights. This is a local band. Let me tell you a little bit about why I'm playing the Uptights. Because they have a show coming up. That's right. So there's a big show coming up at the end of July. I won't be here. So July 28th. We've got, hold on one second here. I'm just going back to my playlist. The Flintettes, of course. So the Flintettes... And it's their big reunion show because Cece will be back in town and I won't be here, which is a shame. And they're playing it at Redgate. So go check out the Flintettes with the Uptights, who I'm playing right now, as well as Victories and the Mandelbaums. And I'm going to probably play the Mandelbaums as well. I really like those guys. So that looks like a really killer show. So go check that out. And in the meantime, here we go. Let's listen to Uptights. Now, this is a 4-piece band. In the band, you've got, who do you got? Barry from The Doers. He's in the band. You've got Jesse Gander, of course. Jesse, who runs a very successful recording studio here in town. Super swell dude. He's in the band. Who else is in the band? Let's see. I should know this off. I've seen these guys a few times. They're really good. Then you got two other guys. That's how it works. All right. So let's listen to this song. It's called The Basics. And you can find this on a 7-inch, two song 7-inch, Warning Signs, The Basics. Anyways, the station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Consuming me this season. The only time they don't seem to be bothering me is when I'm reading Discord or magazine. Check out the June edition. Features an interview with Only a Visitor and also the Shilohs. You find out how you can impact the music festival lineup diversity. What it's like living at the intersection of the queer and indigenous communities, and about how the tenants union is combating the rental crisis in Vancouver. Thanks to our advertisers, Timber Concerts, Mid Records, The Rio, Rastafest, the rickshaw, and live band.
Yeah, I'm here to see.
All right, that right there is the Leather Uppers with the song, Gonna Get You from their record. Actually, it's a 7-inch, Cut Off Fest, and that was released back in 94. Those guys are out of Toronto. They are a 3-piece, and I think members of them are still active doing whatever. As the Leather Uppers, I'm not sure, to be honest, but I know that I think a friend of mine was actually playing with one of the Leather Uppers in some sort of new project. But anyways, that was them. Now, before that, we heard something from the Mandelbaums. Those guys, well, members of them are living on Vancouver Island. Some are in Victoria. Yes, mostly the island. They are a 3-piece. I believe they're a 3-piece. I saw them like a couple years ago. The song we heard is I'm Splittin' from their record, Take It Up a Notch. And of course, the Mandelbaums get their whole shtick from The Simpsons. Or sorry, Seinfeld, not The Simpsons. And there you go. So good. And the Uptights. Now, the Uptights, Mandelbaums, as well as the Flintettes and Victories are all playing a show July 28th. It is the Flintettes reunion show. So go check them out at Redgate. There you go. I'm going to sort of switch the tone a bit. We've got the Everly Brothers right now with the song Love Hurts. And this song, I'm so familiar with it as being a Nazareth song. If you remember the band Nazareth, you probably don't. But anyways, and also, you know who else covered this? Was Roy Orbison. So I was doing a little bit of, I don't know, internet just surfing, and I came across this song, and it's awesome. So here you go. The Everly Brothers, now, they originally were from sort of Kentucky and Illinois, but then in high school, they ended up moving to Tennessee, and there you go. And sadly, it looks like they're both dead. Look at that. Oh, no, hold on. Only one is dead. Phil Everly, he died just a few years ago. The other brother, Isaac Everly, or Don, is still alive. They were just born 2 years apart, and there you go. So let's hear Love Hurts from these guys. This is from their 1965 record, Rockin' Soul, on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Love hurts, love scars, love wounds, and mars any heart not tough nor strong.
I got fingers. Do you love the idea of empowering female youth through music creation and performance? Girls Rock Camp Vancouver is a 100% volunteer-driven nonprofit that promotes self-esteem and builds technical skills in female and non-binary youth ages 8 to 18. Help support this initiative by donating, volunteering, or attending their end-of-camp performance July 15th at the Rio Theater. If you're interested in being a camper or volunteering with Girls Rock Camp, visit girlsrockcampvancouver.ca.
We'll be right back.
That's one of my favorite bands, the Dirt Bombs out of Detroit, with the song Your Love Belongs Under a Rock. And you can find that on their awesome, awesome album, Ultra Glide in Black. I think it was released in either 01 or 02. And that record is pretty awesome in the fact that it consists of 13 songs, of which 12 are actually covers. So they're all old Motown covers, such as, like, you've got, well, let's see, you got Stevie Wonder, Curtis Mayfield, Marvin Gaye, the OJs, Barry White, Junior Walker, and the All-Stars. So they're all covers, and they're all done in, like, the most garage rocky style. So killer. You got George Clinton. Look at that. With the Parliaments. Oh, wow. You need to get it. If you don't have that record, it's, like, essential. You need to have it. And there you go. That's Mick Collins with his band, the Dirt Bombs. Now, before that, we heard something from a local band called Sore Points. We heard the song Hungry from the record. It's new. So they have one release out. It's actually called Demo. That's it. And then before that, we heard something from another local band, White Lung, with the song Hungry from the record Paradise. It's their most recent release. Now, White Lung are local, and I've seen them a few times, except that Mish, she's the lead singer, Mish Way, has since moved to LA. So I think she moved there last year. I was reading an interview with her. And then we heard the Sights in there out of Detroit with a song, Better Off Being Something. That's all I typed in. Better Off Being. Maybe that's just the name of the song. Better Off Being Dead. Better Off Being Happy. Better Off Being Drunk. I don't know. From their record, 12 in the Bar. The time is 7:31. My name is Anita B, and I'm here with you all for the next 28 minutes. And coming up now, we have something from some good friends of mine, the band Vancouver. Now, these guys have been around for a very long time. So long, my old band played with those guys a lot. And they are an all-chick band, so four girls. Eden is the lead singer, and she has some solo stuff as of late. And those guys did get together for a reunion show like last year, and it was incredibly good. So let's hear something from a sort of unreleased record of theirs. Let me find it here. When I say it's unreleased, I mean it's been put up on Bandcamp in the past sort of 6 months or so. And I don't think you can buy it in any record store. I mean, do people buy things in record stores anymore? I mean, everything's online. I don't know. So we're going to hear the song. What do I have for us? Hold on. Bored. That's what I have. The song is called Bored. And as I mentioned, it's called Au Naturel. You can find it on their Bandcamp site. And that's that. The station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And this right here is Vancouver.
I'm not lonely anymore. I'm just bored. I've forgotten what I was lonely for. I'm so bored.
Some pigskin. This is my shimmering life prize. All I must do is create a diversion. What could distract people who love sports? Sports. 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 Sports.
Do you find sports distracting? Feel the need to chant sports for hours on end? Then come on by the CITR station at the new sub to get involved. We do play-by-play, color commentary, audio production, interviews, and so much more. Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
I just saw myself.
Wow, I really, really love that. That was the band Lost Balloons. Now, ooh, I turned it back on again. Okay, so Lost Balloons is a two-piece, really. It features a guy, an American named Jeff Burke, and a Japanese guy, Yusuke Okada. And there you go. That they started in 2011 in Japan. And wow, that song is so great. It's, what did I say it's called? It's called Paint, from the record Hey Summer. Wow. And my friend Cece out of Toronto turned me on to those guys. So thank you, Cece. I miss you, darling. Before that, we heard the song He's Leaving With Me from the Vancouver band Chains of Love, who are now defunct. From their record of, I don't know, 4 or 5-ish years ago called Strange Gray Days. And then we heard Vancouver in there with the song Bored from their record Au Naturel. And I think I told you we heard the Detroit band The Dirt Bombs. All right, the time is 7:47. My name is Anita B, and you have 13 more minutes with myself and the music until September, I guess. I'm heading off to the Midwest. Yes, and before I do, though, let's hear a few more songs. We're going to hear something from the 2011 release Crazy For You from Best Coast. We're going to hear the song Boyfriend. This is kind of a hit from these guys. They're so good. And there you go. I think I'll say goodbye to you before I leave. I've got, you know, 10 or so minutes. And keep listening, though, because that's my phone notification. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Mixtape with Makonnen. So mix cassette, or is it mixtape? His show. He's coming on next at 8 o'clock. Makonnen. He's a super cool dude. So keep so stay tuned. And here we go. This is Best Coast on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
New Testament.
I think the New Testament.
The question is,
Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Pontius Pilate. He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show. What's your job?
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
And that about wraps it up, folks. That right there is a really good band. They are called Sam Coffey and the Iron Lungs. And they were out of Toronto, and we heard the song Communication from their record Gates of Hell. What else did we hear before that? Oh, yeah, Best Coast, but I told you about that. So four more minutes, guys, and then that's it. So I will, I guess, chat with you all soon in September. And, of course, keep listening to Mekonnen and his show Mix Cassette. And in the meantime, I'm going to leave us with this band out of Chino, California. They're called The High Curbs. And the song is, what do I got here for us? Leg. This is off their record, Marcello Cleveland, that was released last year. So it's been a slice, guys. I hope the weather is good. And happy summer to everybody. And hello, Cece, if you're out there. I miss you, sweetie. That's it. Okay. My name's Anita B. And my show, of course, is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. This here, folks, is The High Curbs on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.